It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association approves a plan that could significantly alter the landscape of competition for middle school and high school sports. Be part of the discussion. Call in with your questions, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Michelle Guyant-Holloway is athletic director at Wauwatosa East High School, co-chair of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Competitive Balance Task Force. Michelle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much, Kate. I appreciate you having me.
So here in last month in April, the members approved this competitive balance plan to take effect in the 2024-2025 school year. What concerns is this plan seeking to address in sports?
Well, there has been some membership thoughts that there has been some possible competitive imbalance in our school. Particularly when it comes to the tournament series. And it was addressed back in 2014 with a success factor plan that failed at that time. And back in 2021, the Board of Control had the WIA staff move forward with creating a competitive balance ad hoc committee to examine the situation again at this point in time. And so that's kind of where we started from.
So competitive balance, that terminology may be new or a little bit unclear, confusing. How do you best describe it?
It's trying to be able to provide as fair and chance for schools to have an opportunity to be able to compete in the tournament series. It used to be referred to as competitive equity. It's now been called competitive balance. And really the idea and the thought was, you know, we're making it as fair and as equitable as possible for schools. Because the perception out there was that some schools have more of an advantage and others have a disadvantage. And we felt that then looking and examining this competitive balance of being able to try to, you know, in a sense, give that balance, give that fairness to everyone.
So take us into the plan here and how it awards points to teams for being successful in state tournaments. How does that work, and how do you anticipate teams could be moved up or down divisions?
Sure. That point system was really a part of the initial plan back in 2014 that I mentioned. And so the points would be looking at a three-year timetable for each particular sport. So let's just say girls basketball, for an example. A school would then be looked at for their 3 years, and if they had success in the postseason tournament, in the tournament series, then they're going to get accumulated certain points ranging from one for sectional advancement all the way up to 4 points for winning the state tournament. And so over those 3 years, these points will be added. And let's say in 2 years' time, they won a state championship. And then the next year, they were runners-up. So they've accumulated at that point 4 points for winning the state tournament and 3 points for getting to the state tournament game. They've then accumulated 7 points. And then they will have advanced over those 6 points. That next year, then they would be promoted up to a different division. So if this was a girls basketball team that won a state tournament 1 year and took second the next year at, say, Division III, then they would be promoted up to the Division II level in order for their competition because of their performances at the state tournament.
So that is an example of a promotion going up a division. What about the other way, moving down a division?
For moving down a division, if we're just talking about from the points theory, certainly there is there'll be a running total as well, too, of those points. So let's say that third year, they, you know, still advanced and maybe they, you know, went to the state tournament, but they didn't win a game at the state tournament. So they'll still accumulate a couple of points. They'll accumulate 2 points. But then the next year after that, they don't advance to the state tournament. And then the next year after that, they don't. So they haven't accumulated points in those next years. Then they would be rolled down, moved down, once they have any points less than those 6 points a total. So it'll be a running total for schools to move down, to be able to make sure that they can move down in a quicker fashion. That was the goal for the committee, was to be able to have them be able to move down. If we're just talking of just the point system itself, that they would be able to move down in a faster rate. So as soon as they drop below 6 points, that's girls basketball team at division three that moved up to two, then they're going to move down.
So what happens to the spirit and the tradition? Like, for instance, you mentioned basketball, but, you know, in football, what happens to these longtime rivalries if schools move divisions?
It has nothing to do with anything that they'll do during the school year.
Okay.
That this just strictly has to deal with come the championship or the tournament series after the regular season is done. So anything within the normal regular season, this does not affect that.
And in terms of geography, if your team is moving divisions and having to travel greater distances, would that strain budgets? Is that a concern?
That's a really good question. We felt that there in our state that we have a lot of divisions with that are nearby each other, in a sense. So if we're looking at, you know, Northwest Wisconsin, there's a lot of Division II, Division III, Division IV schools already that encompass that area. So if a school moves from a Division IV to a Division III, there may be a little bit additional travel, but we don't feel that there's going to be anything that's going to be dramatic. We even still sometimes have it within the current division format where a school has a two-hour drive and they try to find a location in the middle, even right now with how the tournament structure is. So I don't believe that we felt that there is going to be anything greater than what we already currently have to do sometimes.
Michelle Guyant-Holloway with us, co-chair of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Competitive Balance Task Force, explaining how competitive balance will be working in our state. You can join in on these new rules of competition for middle and high school sports. 800-642-1234 to join in with your question. Michelle, the plan would apply to individual sports at schools rather than being school-wide or district-wide. Does that approach give teams a better shot at advancing in state tournaments?
That's where we felt that it is such an individual sport-related. Obviously, as a school, you know, there can be some programs that have some very good success in certain sports within their school, but then others that are not as successful. And so when you just target each individual sport, it gives that a more overarching opportunity for schools to be able to address what is more specific within that sport. So we did believe that that will be, gives a little bit more flexibility and more opportunity for schools to make those decisions as to what sports maybe are in need of some assistance. And that's where, you know, the request aspect that's part of this plan allows that opportunity for a school. So if there's a school that has some big enrollment drop that's coming up, they're in a rural area, so they don't have a lot of students to you know, kind of in a sense choose from. And if they need some relief, that they're able to ask for that in the request process of this particular plan. So that's why we wanted to keep it very more individualized for each sport to be able to have their opportunity for, you know, kind of being able to rectify whatever problems or issues that they have that they feel that they need to move down a division.
And is that like an appeals process? You know, on what grounds can a school appeal being moved up or down in the level of competition?
So the request process, as I just mentioned, is at the very beginning part of this seven-step plan. So any school is able to, at the very beginning, after enrollments are determined, can ask for assistance, can ask for a request.
Okay.
That's to move up or down. Some schools may want to move up, knowing that they have, you know, good, better competition, and they want to be able to move up a division. Or, as I mentioned, if there's a school that's struggling and has some certain areas that they can address, that they are able to move down. And we have eight criteria that's listed to be able to have that school stay. These are some of the reasons as to why we need to move down. The same eight criteria that's used for the request process is once we get the tournament performance point system in place, those schools that then are affected and have been promoted up due to their tournament performance factor points, they will have an opportunity to appeal. We have a classification committee that is formed, and they will be able to make that appeal to the committee as to why that they shouldn't, even though they have more than the 6 points, why they shouldn't be moved up a division. So we have these two processes in place for either requesting for schools to move up or down, or after the tournament performance factor points are applied, a school is able to appeal and state their case as to why they feel that they shouldn't be moved up.
Michelle Guyant-Holloway is athletic director at Wauwatosa East High School, co-chairs the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Competitive Balance Task Force. Call in with questions or comments at any point, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the new competitive balance plan moving forward for high school sports and efforts to help schools be competitive in tournament play. Call in with your questions, your thoughts, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Michelle Guyant-Holloway is athletic director at Wauwatosa East High School, co-chairs the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Competitive Balance Task Force. So, Michelle, a bit of that history you touched on, that this is the second time around for the WIAA attempting to address competitive balance. The 2015 plan was voted down by the organization's membership. What is different this time around?
That's a great question, Kate, and we were very conscious of that as we were formed when we were started off on this this journey. And the biggest differences are the two items that I just spoke about in regards to the request and to the appeals process. We felt that there was a need for schools to be able to have a strong opportunity to request. Everyone's got disparate situations at their schools and with certain sports. And so the request process was really a key item to have at the beginning parts of the stages. And we were able to look at different states. And while we were creating this plan, and the criteria really came about from the Colorado and their plan that they've instituted just within the last few years itself. And then the appeal process, we really felt that we wanted our schools to be able to have an opportunity that even after they were moved up for their performance factors in the tournament, that they still have an opportunity to state, well, maybe this upcoming year, we have had a change, and there's things that have happened within our school, or we see a trend that's changing here, and we don't feel that we should be able to stay in this upper division at this point in time. And so we wanted to give them that opportunity to state their case and make that appeal, be able to go to the committee. So those two were the real big key changes.
I wonder, will this require more regulatory work from the WIAA?
Well, the classification committee is going to be the group that's going to be hearing the requests and the appeals from the schools. We felt that it was wanting the membership to be able to have part of that process and not putting it onto strictly the WIA's shoulders, the staff members up there. That's where sometimes I think we've learned in the past that may have hindered some relationships. And so if we come at it from our membership is working with our other membership, that was, a better fit. So we have anywhere between 15 to 20 people being superintendents, district administrators, principals, athletic directors that will be part of this classification committee that then will hear all these appeals and requests and be able to make that that decision that way. Certainly the WIA will have a staff member that will be a liaison that will work with the classification committee, but it's very similar to what we have in our conference realignment, that committee. They listen, they hear, and then they make their changes. The classification committee will do the same. They'll be addressing and listening to those requests and appeals.
Let's bring on a call now. Joe in Platteville is here. Joe, hi.
Hello. Doug Chickering, when he was head of WIA, looked into a point system to try to even out the private schools who recruit and really were able to do a lot in the state tournament. And what he found in Illinois, they had that point system and it just made them win more championships because they were so good that they spread out in all the divisions and just kept winning. Even though they put them up a division, it didn't matter, they'd still won.
Is that point system still in effect in Illinois, Joe? Do you know?
Sure. Doug Chickering was the head of WIA quite a while ago, but that's what he told us at a coaching clinic, that the point system they had in Illinois made the private schools have more championships instead of evening out the competition.
Michelle, what are your insights there?
I was not around as a high school athletic director at that time when Doug Chickering was the head of the WIA. So to that specific idea at that time, I can't address that, but I can address that, you know, when we examined the first group in 2014-2015, looked and examined that, this point system came from Indiana at that time, and looked at that where it was successful. It was an opportunity to be able to, regardless of what school, if you were successful in the tournament, that you were going to have these points be able to be added and addressed that way. And we've had success from a lot of our state tournaments being from a variety of schools, small, large, rural, urban, private, public. So we felt that having a point system at this point in time still was maybe more relative than at that point. Again, I can't address the idea was at that time, but we feel that this was still a value even in today's time.
Michelle Guyant-Holloway, co-chair of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Competitive Balance Task Force. Let's go to Keegan in Minocqua. Keegan, hi.
Hi. My question is more about individual sports like wrestling, swimming, and track, where certain athletes can go to state, but maybe not the whole team. And I was wondering if this point system has an effect on those types of sports.
Yeah, that's a great question. We had, as a committee, we actually created a subcommittee with many of the athletic directors that were on the committee to examine the point system structure. And we broke it down into bracketed sports, which are your more traditional team sports of wrestling, basketball, hockey, soccer, and so forth. And then the non-bracketed sports were categorized in another area, your cross country, your golf, your tennis, because of the nature of how those sports are created once they come into the tournament series. We saw a distinction between those types of sports of those that are in a bracket that are traditional in the tournament series to those that are in a non-bracket, even in that sense, so that it was be able to have a distinction between those because they are different formats at that point in time. And so even though the point systems of 1 through 4 that schools would still be or sports programs would still be accumulating, it is a little bit different. You know, for those non-bracketed sports. So for an example, for cross country, if a team qualifies for the state meet, they're going to get 1 point. Whereas in a bracketed sport, a team is going to advance to the state quarterfinal or their sectional final. Or for football, if they get to level 3, they're going to earn that point at that point in time. So we did have a distinction between those bracketed and those non-bracketed sports.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate your help in helping us understand this. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate your time. I've been reaching out and discussing this this topic, and thank you so much, Kate, for having me on.
Michelle Guyant-Holloway is athletic director at Wauwatosa East High School and co-chair of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Competitive Balance Task Force. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back.